Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Before you get going, air it out.
Oh, man.
What's bugging you?
Prepare for the day.
Morning therapy is a phone call away. 877-W-SKY-TALK. What's bugging you? On 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning. It's a great day to be alive. Thank the good Lord for the blessings you have. Many are suffering today without. All right, it is time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, and hopefully feel a little bit better. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Ready? 877-975-9825. And Jen, what's bugging you?
Good morning. Your thing about harassment, I worked in a job that was filled with harassment. And I had to file a report. And the reason why a lot of women do not want to go in traditionally male things is because of what happened with me. I had a superior walk around me, look me up and down, and said, if I'm going to talk to you, I might as well beep you. And I wrote that up. And I was told, well, that's not harassment because he didn't do it more than once. And that was done in front of other people.
Wow.
And then it got worse to biological material. But because I couldn't say who did it, of course, they're not going to do it directly in front of me. Well, there's nothing to do. And I had to deal with that for years.
Mm. Wow. So yeah, go ahead.
But I think there are women, I truthfully believe, if you can't take the fire, get out of the kitchen or the heat. I could take the heat, but it really, really puts you in a mood that you're like, you know, you understand it. But then there's other women, and I have seen it. Oh, my goodness. Well, he said I look nice. He must be harassing me. I'm like, no, grow up and get a spine, girl. But, you know, so there are two, I think, massive differences.
But oh, yeah. Yeah. No, there's no doubt. It sounds like you absolutely were being harassed. I don't know. I don't know what, you know, the rules are in terms of recording conversations, things like that. But, don't ever put up with that. It's no reason. But you're right. If somebody says you look nice today, that's, you know, it's ridiculous to pursue that. But, of course, the demeanor, the way they look when they say it, can make a difference, too.
Well,
you know?
I had a television friend in St. Louis who worked with a gal for many, many years. I mean, literally 20-plus years. And they moved on and were doing something at the local independent station. And on the occasion that they were going to be doing a show, he walked by her and said, "You look very nice today." A third party turned that into an issue.
Oh.
And he actually ended up resigning over the whole thing, just rather than deal with the stupidity of that among two friends.
And they'd already worked together. There were no issues.
Absolutely not. But
wow.
Third party. Yeah.
Let's go to Tater. What's bugging you?
Good morning, fellow election denier. Bob, what's bugging me, buddy, is the Biden-Harris legacy. We now have confirmed numbers from ICE. These are facts. 13,000 convicted murderers, 16,000 convicted rapists have been released into our country. They're unknown. They don't know where they're at. If Sheriff Gainey released murderers and rapists into Alachua County and didn't tell you where they were at, you'd be a little upset.
I'm upset, even though that's not the case. But on the federal level, yes, I talked about those numbers, I believe, pretty extensively yesterday when I saw the information. And just frightening to think that, catch and release with literal murderers and rapists. Thousands, tens of thousands. 877-975-9825. Call in now. Kevin, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me, we're a month away from the election, and we have a great white Trojan panda running for vice president, and there's no conversation about Chinese collusion. I hope that changes tonight. Thanks.
Yeah. Obviously, I've got the story on it. You know, Secretary Mayorkas has been issued a subpoena by the House Oversight Committee, and it has to do with a whistleblower and ties between Walls and the Chinese Communist Party. Yeah, bring that out into the light, no doubt. I'm with you. Let's go to Royce. What's bugging you?
Well, good morning, guys. Me is the United States government. I love my country, but the government has been bugging me for years. And you know, the surprising thing is, I'm 70 years old, and you grew up with the government, and you know you trusted the FBI, the CIA. You always figured the government was doing what was best for you. And now all the stories are coming out that, well, maybe not so much. Maybe not so much good for you. And even though you hear all this, this way down deep, you think, are these really stories are true? But, you know, after they pile them on and pile them on, you got to start believing it.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're right. We've all experienced that same kind of change in thought about them. Let's go to Skipper. What's bugging you?
Hey, guys, what's bugging me is the media. It is unbelievable that you have Al Gore saying the First Amendment is getting to be a problem because it has people out there saying stuff that's not true. Well, what is true? We're talking about COVID, and we're talking about ivermectin. That wasn't true to start with. Now it's true. So, and then if you only watch MSNBC, CNN, you don't know how bad that the Democratic Party is. And so many people just watch them. It's amazing to me that you can have news stations that call themselves news stations that are so biased and don't report the news. And they'll lie and lie and lie, just like Kamala Harris. That is just crazy to me in the United States.
Well, you know, over my career in talk radio, I have seen it get worse and worse and more obvious. Mm-hmm. And to the point now to where there's no shame. They said after the fact, the ABC hosted debate, you know, between Trump and Harris. They said, oh, yeah, the whole deal going on was we were only going to fact check Trump.
How do you go in knowing that and thinking that's fair?
That's one of the ground rules that Kamala, I guess, laid out. And I don't know if the Trump folks had a say in it or if they didn't know about the agreement.
Wow.
But.
So
yeah.
Messed up.
So there again, no shame in their bias. It's not even an agenda anymore. I feel like it's an obsession.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, what's bugging you?
Oh, what's bugging me is the longshoremen unions. You know, you can't read the signs and say, hey, maybe we should postpone this until we get the country back up and running, seeing how I got hit by some major storms, especially on our coast. But you know. Their few dollars is worth a lot more than these people's livelihoods and a free flow of goods, I guess.
Yeah, it's
I got some problems with that one, too.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah.
Well, look.
Who wouldn't love a 77% raise over the next 6 years? Hello?
There's at least a temporary remedy, the Taft-Hartley Act. Biden could utilize that. And that might be beneficial for everybody involved. An 80-day cooling off period. They go back to work. They continue to negotiate.
Right.
And maybe they can come to terms. But so far, he has not wanted to utilize that.
Hmm.
So I guess you could say in a roundabout way, he doesn't care about the damage done to the economy.
Yeah.
7:28 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up. The vice president debate is tonight. We'll carry it live. The hillbilly versus the commie. Who are you rooting for? Hang on.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.